Hi, my name's Josephine Pembroke, and today on the Latte Lounge 2019, very excited, I've got the founder here, Kate. Hi, welcome.
Hi, Josephine. How are you?
And how was your Christmas and New Year?
It was very interesting. I won't go into it, but we had our house was flooded on Christmas Eve. So the insurance company ended up putting us up in a hotel for 2 weeks, which is rather nice, actually.
So you had a two-week holiday, but then you've got the nightmare of facing the flood.
No, the house is in a terrible state, but we had a lovely time. We made the most of it.
And very unexpected.
Very unexpected. Nice present.
Well, I had a great Christmas and really brilliant. Some gay friends came from Spain and we danced all night on Christmas, on Christmas Day, which is quite unusual. Then I had a Spanish theme party on New Year's Eve, and it took me, I must say, 10 days later, I'm just beginning to recover.
I think it's our age. Actually, it was my daughter's birthday this week, and she made me stay up on the Friday night till I had to see it in, and I just suddenly realised I'm definitely over 40 when I was 12. What was it? 1 minute past 12. I said, right, can I go to bed now?
Well, but you're a very good mother to stay up. Yes, a lot of women would have said, no way.
Absolutely.
So what's been going on in the lounge since we last had our podcast?
Well, we last spoke in December, so we started January. Just last week, I announced to the group that we're aligning ourselves with a women's health charity, research-based. It's the Eve Appeal, and I was privileged last week to go on a tour of the labs at UCL.
Can you tell us, people, what the Eve Appeal is?
Yeah, the Eve Appeal basically looks into research into the five gynecological cancers, women's gynecological cancers. Oh, you're testing me now.
Tell us a few.
Well, womb and ovarian and vulva cancer and vaginal cancer.
A lot of people may not have realised there were so many different. I just thought it was womb.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But this particular piece of research I wanted to support because they're actually trying to develop a test that will sort of test your risk, a woman's risk of developing four cancers, including breast cancer, which, as I told you last time, I'm sort of very keen on supporting in the future. So it was a fascinating tour, actually.
And how do they do the test?
Well, they basically got a group of thousands of women are sending in samples, and they showed us this fabulous robot. I didn't really understand half of it, which basically spins down the blood when they do blood samples. And I just really want to back this because this is state of the art, you know.
This could be something that we want all women to have this, obviously.
Absolutely.
You know, they want it to be rolled out.
Absolutely. And it may take, 10 years, but they're going to get there. And I just really want to support them. So, I've said to the group that in June, when it's our third birthday, I want to do a Latte Lounge fundraiser to support the Eve Appeal. So, we're really excited about that.
So what else would be going on? What's these travel blogs?
Well, we've got some lovely travel bloggers who are now writing for us every couple of weeks. And we had a lovely one in this week on Lisbon.
It's the In Place. Oh. I'm going in May.
Oh, really?
Madonna's bought a place there.
Oh, okay.
We always know she buys a place there, but it's the In Place.
Oh, fantastic. Well, it was a fabulous blog, and I'm now determined for my 50th in April, I'm going to plan a trip there because it looked gorgeous. So that was very exciting and much more upbeat than the beginning of January, which is actually dubbed Divorce Week, which is sadly, it's very common after Christmas and in New Year when families have all been together for couples to actually file for divorce. But we wanted to kind of put a positive spin on it, and we spoke to the group's family lawyer and asked her if she could give us her sort of tips on sort of, how to deal with the stress of filing for divorce and what you're going to go through, but kind of looking at the upside of it and actually the positives.
Okay, tell us some upsides. Well, I can all remember. You haven't got the man.
Exactly.
He's out.
He's gone.
I mean, come on, that's fabulous, isn't it?
Well, I think if you've been in a really stressful relationship for years and years and years and that you've tried everything, and it's affecting, your own mental health, your children's mental health, and your partner's mental health. It's got to be a good thing to actually think, look, I've tried everything, this isn't working out, and now we need to move
on. It's daring to do it because of the word. I always was scared because of the word failure.
Yeah.
It's like you failed on some level.
And actually, it's time to think about yourself. And it's, you need to be very brave and very supported. But actually, that's what's so great about the group is that we just get so many women who will then comment, on the blog, that was me, that was me. Well, I'm, I'm dreading it, I'm scared, well, I'll support you, you know. And that's the beauty of the group, is that everyone comes together as a community and says, you're not alone, and this is what worked for me, and this are the positives. So, you know, I'm really pleased we covered that, because it's just a very, you know, common thing at the beginning of January.
And a very moving subject. Now, the most exciting thing is you interviewed Liz Earle.
Yeah,
she's one of my idols. I've been using Cleanse and Polish for about 20 years. I don't know about you.
Well, Liz Earle I've been following for quite a while because, you know, she writes a lot about perimenopause and menopause and healthy eating.
And she's beautiful.
She's absolutely beautiful.
And a product. So what's she like in real life?
Yeah, well, we only spoke over the phone. So, okay. But we are going to meet up later in the year, but she's just but she just looks, doesn't she, like glowing. And I said to her, how do you get that glow? And she said, you know, it's what you put on the inside, you know, as well. So she obviously is very careful about what she eats and her skincare products and, you know, everything she drinks.
And she's warm and friendly. And,
absolutely. So, you know, it was
so where
great.
Can we hear about, have you written an article?
So the blog, so I asked Liz lots of questions and she answered them, and we've put them into a blog, and it's actually on the Facebook group and the website. So, So that was really great.
So you've had a great start to the year.
Yes, it's been very busy, as always.
Exactly. Now, today's special guest is very exciting because we've got two women in here. We've got the founder of Body Matters, and that we're going to be talking about health and nutrition. It's Louise and Aileen.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to invite Louise and Aileen in. Obviously, it's very timely because at the beginning of January, so many women always say, right, new year, new me, you know, I want to lose weight, get fit.
And you have put on weight over Christmas.
Yeah, you've eaten 100,000 mince pies and, you know, and also, you know, it's also very timely because it's National Obesity Week this week. So I actually met with Louise just before Christmas. And so I just wanted to welcome you, Louise, first of all.
Good morning. Hi. Thanks for having us this morning.
And will you introduce us to your clients?
Yes. Hi. And this is Aileen. Aileen.
Hi.
Hi. Aileen was one of the pilotees who attended our pilot, which we started in April.
Can you tell everyone that's listening a bit about Body Matters? First of all, what is it?
Yes. Okay. So Body Matters is what we term as a revolutionary weight loss program. And I'm going to answer your question is what is revolutionary about it is because we actually deal with the whole psychology of the relationship that people have with food and the root causes of why they turn to food for comfort or for stress. And we feel that that's something that it's not really available at the moment anywhere.
And who do you work with?
Okay, then. So I work when I was doing my research for my dissertation. I based my dissertation on eating disorders. It was something that was very personal to me. I spent all my life worrying about food and watching what I was eating, and it was just as important as my family and getting up every day. It was just a part of me. And so my dissertation was based on eating disorders and what is available. And during my research, I met with a Dr. Kate Scrooby, who is a counselling psychologist who deals with eating disorders. And it's whilst I was conducting my dissertation research, I discovered that actually there is actually nothing out there for people who cannot afford to spend £100 an hour, £150 an hour to see a psychologist and to get the help that they really need long term to change their eating patterns. So part of the team is Kate Scrooby, who joined Body Matters, and she's the counselling psychologist. We have Sarah Wolfin, who is a psychotherapist and who also majored in eating disorders and anxiety. We have a clinical dietitian called Annika, and obviously myself, who is the program director. My background is marketing, but I currently lecture at university. So I use all my teaching speciality to infuse that into the program so that people were going to walk away saying that they've really learned something, that they can really take on board these changes and make them permanent.
So tell me, why is it particularly good for us sort of women over 40, midlifers?
Well, I think that it was particularly relevant. Most of the people, over 80% of the people who attended the pilot in April were the mid 40 ladies. And I think that we are a breed that we've tried it all. We've done the cabbage diet, the don't eat diet, the make yourself sick diet. You know, we've done everything we can to lose the weight. And somehow, even though we may achieve that for a short term, we always find ourselves back at the same point. And actually, I think that it's particularly relevant for people who are 40, because I think that they've seen it now and they've done it, and they just want to find something that is going to permanently make this a change for them, so that they don't find themselves back to square one 3 months, 6 months, when, you know, things like life gets in the way and they feel a bit stressed or they feel a bit upset. Mm. We all, I think, are clever enough, and most of us know what we're meant to be eating. So, you know, the diet plans that you normally go to, Slimming World, Weight Watchers, all they tell you what to do is what to eat, and they, you know, weigh you every week. And so whilst you're on feeling in a really good place and you're feeling in control, you can keep it to the diet and adhere to it. But then when life gets in the way and you feel really sad or you feel a bit stressed, you invariably go back to the same type of patterns, because none of the programs out there deal with the root causes of why you turn to food. Some people smoke cigarettes, some people drink alcohol, you know, some people eat food. And that is the bottom line, that some of us use food as a way to help us get through life.
Yeah, and obviously from a very personal point of view, we always get quite open and personal here. But I mean, you know, for me personally, I've struggled with sort of eating since late 20s. Actually, I lost a good friend of mine and I turned to food as comfort, because in those days, there wasn't counselling and there was nothing available to you. So you sort of go for whatever's your, you know, your comfort. And for me, and like lots of women, you know, that was food. So the reason I, you know, I loved what you guys were doing is the first sort of program I've heard of where you actually use CBT, isn't it? And yes, actually sort of think about why you eat what you eat. And I mean, is it that, or is it a lot more than that? And
I mean, it's much more than that. So it's a 12-week program, and each session is only conducted by medical professionals. So it's the counselling psychologist, Sarah or Kate, the dietitian. It's more than that. So we actually take you back to the beginning, where you can identify what it is that how important food became to you and why it became so important. And what Kate would say, if she was here and she wanted to be here, but her little girl wouldn't allow her to drive down here, is that we create pathways in our brain. And actually, when you are thinking, watching that TV programme going, I had chocolate last night at 10 o'clock, and then 10 o'clock the following evening, you want it exactly the same thing. Mm. It's a habit that we form in our brain. It's the pathways that we create in our brain. And what we do in our sessions is that we help you to rewrite those pathways. But some of these pathways have been ingrained in our life for 20 years, 30 years. And so it takes time. And each session is not just about rewriting your pathways, but it's about you starting to find out about yourself and lots of many other things that we don't have really time to talk about today. But, you know, it's things that will fundamentally change you in many ways, and not just your you know, your management with food.
The problem with food is, I mean, I was just thinking, alcohol you can give up, smoking you can give up, but food, you've got to have it.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's something, and so it's always that. And as women, we're cooking it. We're rewarding our children with it. You know,
correct,
we're rewarding
correct.
Ourselves with it. We're thinking we want to be the homemaker. We want everything to be nice. And it all centres, food and love are so entwined.
Correct, absolutely. And that's why it's so difficult for people. And that's why, you know, it's about you really understanding your relationship with food, as opposed to what is it that you're going to eat. Those are the things that make the fundamental change.
Can you give us an example of someone? I mean, I know Aileen's here. In fact, maybe Aileen can be brought in now and say, what was her relationship with food? What do you think the key problem?
Comfort and a bit of loneliness. My family don't live here. They live overseas. So at night, I mean, I've got great friends, but after work, I want to come home, sit on the sofa, watch TV and eat. So that's what I was doing.
What would you eat?
Well, I'd have dinner. Mm. Takeaways, I do like a good McDonald's.
Yeah.
And it started creeping up to maybe 2-3 times a week because I was tired. I mean, to cook for a family, you've got to cook for them. For yourself, you don't really have to. So it was that. And then I'd sit on the sofa watching TV, and after dinner, you want a little, you know, a little something.
Sweet. Yeah.
And the chocolate and, you know.
And had you sort of suffered or struggled, I should say, as a child? Was this a new recent thing since you sort of been living here?
I was a skinny child. It was as I 35, 40, then the weight started piling on because I didn't move.
Yeah.
You know, there was not really much exercise. So.
And so how did you hear about the Body Matters program?
on the latte lounge.
Oh, that's nice to hear. I did not plan. I want you to know I did not plan that question, but I'm really happy to hear that.
I saw it, and like within seconds, I emailed Louise, and I thought, I'm not a big, big girl, but I knew I needed to do something about my weight for me. And emailed her straight away thinking, oh no, she's not going to accept me. And she did. And I was so glad I did the course.
So you did the pilot program. How long was that for?
It was 12 weeks. And we really wanted it to carry on because we got attached to going every week. We got familiar with the girls. It was just lovely. And
how many of you were there, sorry, in the group?
It was about 15.
Right. And so what did you do each week? I mean, just a sort of summary of...
Well, Kate was there and I can't afford to go to a psychologist. So she was there every week and we all basically have the same issues. So, and we could talk freely. And as the weeks wore on, we got less shy, you know, with each other. And we there was some deep stuff and spoke and she guided us through it. And that was the best part.
And was there an element of fitness as well as healthy eating in the program? Did they give you tips on, you know, the types of exercise to try and
eat they did.
Nutrition?
But because your mindset starts changing and thinking, you go, I need to move more. If I want things to work, I need to do something. Mm. And we all started putting in a bit more effort.
I'd love to know what was the key thing that changed your mentality on the course to your relationship to food. What was the key moment?
It's quite okay to be like this. Nobody's... It's okay, you know. You don't have to beat yourself up about it.
Yes.
It's quite okay.
Yeah.
You know.
There are other people out there like you, and that made you feel... But it was okay and you can deal with it now as opposed to kind of running away and hating yourself.
And burying your head in the sand.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can I ask, if it's not too personal, how much you lost on the pilot program?
6 kilos and still trying to lose.
What's that in stone?
I have no idea.
So it's about a stone.
Oh, yeah.
And do you feel that's amazing? Do you feel empowered that you have all the tools now to be able to just
change everything? I think I walk taller. I think I'm a bit more not so shy. I feel like I really feel good about myself.
That's fantastic. And also the other thing I loved, Louise, you mentioned something about, you know, because women often, when they put on weight and or when they're struggling to lose it, you lose your confidence with it and your ability to want to, you don't know how to dress or you want to look nice. You mentioned to me that you were going to be bringing in a stylist through, is that right?
Yes, that's right. So part of the program, which we actually, it came about from the pilot, was a number of the members said that they found, that one of the things they found really difficult, first of all, when they felt that they were still a bit overweight, was that they didn't know how to dress. So we then brought in a stylist, Tanya, who is absolutely amazing. And she actually had a session when she ran through with all of the members what body shape that they were, and then gave them tips on what was the best type of clothing and how they should wear the clothing. And it's something that we're going to be implementing more, actually. And maybe even writing extra elements to go into our book, which we've written about the whole programme. So when people come, they don't just see us, they also have, we've written a book which supports all of the sessions that they attend, so that when they walk away and they leave the session after 3 months, they have a book that they can relate to and go back to. And so we're going to be including and implementing that in the near future.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. Actually, it resonates with me because I always follow on Instagram lots of gorgeous, you know, celebrities like Gabby Roslin, and I always love how she dresses. And a friend of mine, Michelle, actually said to me, do you know what? Start following some women who are a little bit bigger, and actually you can see that you can still dress nicely.
Absolutely.
Without having to... I used to think, I'm not buying any new clothes until I'm a size, you know, 8 or
so,
whatever.
Therefore, you never buy anything.
Yeah, so, you know, I've been waiting nearly 10 years for a new wardrobe. And she actually took me in hand and said, actually, it's actually about, you know, you can look gorgeous. And she was showing me all these, you know, larger women who still manage to look gorgeous. So a lot of it's in your head.
It is.
You know, it's food and, you know, how
and it's
you
also
look.
It's also because of the image. I mean, it's perpetrated by the fashion industry that they just portray that it's only one image, one type of body shape that looks good in clothes. And, you know, 99% of us women don't look like that. And so we're trying to follow this ideal that most of us can't follow anyway. So, yes.
So have you got any top tips for us as lovely ladies? Because we are all about top tips.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to give you some tips that I was thinking about to give you this morning. And they may not sound anything that you might not think is, oh, this is not something I've not heard before, but actually it's something that you need to start to think about. Okay, so tip one, prepare yourself mentally before you think about wanting to lose weight or to get into a healthier plan. Before you can move on and start to do it, you need to be mentally prepared. And actually, if you give yourself a couple of weeks, a week, just to get into that mindset, you're going to feel more prepared.
What sort of self-talk then should we
have? So the self-talk is preparing yourself that, okay, then I'm going to be eating healthier food. Maybe I'm not going to buy so many biscuits. I'm not going to buy so many cakes. But the reason I'm doing this is not going to be forever. It's not because I'm punishing myself. It's just because I want to be a bit healthier for a bit.
And I'm sorry to interrupt. I did that and it worked.
It does work.
It does work.
So you're sort of telling
yourself
conscious.
You mentally prepare yourself for, when you start, it just goes.
This is the first session. So dramatic, is
that's
it?
That's not a shock.
Yeah. And actually, that's what you cover in the first session. It's called preparation. So we mentally prepare really you good. Before you even start. Mm. Okay, the second tip, be prepared to be honest with yourself. Now, I know this, and I know so many of my friends, and I know that a lot of the members, they find it really difficult to be honest with themselves. I don't know why I'm overweight. I don't hardly ever eat. Right? You need to be honest. If you're going to change, you need to be honest with yourself. Okay. Make a list of what you'd like to achieve, but try to make those goals achievable. So I'll give you an example. If you want to start an exercise routine and you've never been to a gym, don't sign up to a membership for a gym. Prepare yourself and set yourself the goal to do 3,000 steps 3 times a day and start with that. And then slowly 3,000 steps won't seem a lot and you'll go up to 5,000. And then from 5,000, you'll go up to 7,000. So give yourself achievable goals, little steps. And it's those things by starting small is the reason why you'll be able to maintain it. If you're going to go and set yourself a target of doing 3 hours at the gym, well, really, you're really setting yourself up to fail. It's not your fault. Okay. Okay.
I like that.
Yeah.
Think up of strategies of how to overcome your obstacles. So again, that goes back into the tip that I've just told you. So make anything that you set yourself achievable. If you really like pasta, don't cut out eating pasta. Just eat healthier pasta, so with a tomato sauce. And not maybe with the cream and, you know, and ham or cream and whatever that you want to have with it. So just tweak the changes so that they are manageable. When you are eating, and this was a really strong one for the group, most of us don't actually pay attention when we're eating. So what we would like to say to you is start to pay attention when you eat. Most of us, and a lot of us, eat on the go, eat watching TV, are talking with family, talking with friends, and actually they're not aware of what they're eating, the quantities they're eating. But also, a lot of us have lost that relationship with our stomachs when our stomach is trying to tell us we're full, and we're just so busy wanting to shovel it all in that actually, you know, we're not paying attention to our body. And actually, a lot of our members said, but I never feel full. No, but there are other subtle differences that you feel when you feel full, and that is that suddenly the food won't taste the same as it did when you were hungry. So you have to listen out for those little changes. When you feel full, and I know I'm a perpetrator of this, I will feel full and go, oh no, this food is too nice, I'm not going to stop eating it.
Finish your plate,
Finish my plate, what I was taught as a child. Mm. But I have learned to say, okay, I'm full, I'm going to stop. It doesn't matter how much is left on my plate, because if I'm hungry an hour later, I'll eat again. But I've learned to stop eating when I'm full. And that's really, really important.
Yeah.
You know, and the two other things is really learn to be kind to yourself. Some of the members and some of the things I used to say to myself, when we feel disappointed, we might have eaten more chocolate than we wanted, or we've had that massive piece of cake. And sometimes we stop realizing how we speak to ourselves. If we sometimes overheard the way we spoke to ourselves and we heard someone else speak to us like that, we would be shocked.
So what actually, sort of things are going around in the head?
Some of the members were just so hard with themselves. I'm such a greedy pig. Oh, I'm so ashamed of myself. Look at you, you're disgusting. You can't be talking to yourself like that. You need to be kind to yourself. And that's where this changes start, is when you start to accept that, okay, I've made a mistake, or look, I've done this. But you need to start to be kind to yourself, because by being kind to yourself, you will start to connect again with yourself and be able to manage yourself.
Because otherwise you've got a bad relationship with yourself.
Exactly. Well, this is what 99% of us women have. Yeah. And the last tip, and it's the very last one, is there are real valid reasons why our minds impact with food. There is a real connection. You're not making it up. You're not giving yourself excuses. There are real valid reasons why you turn to food for comfort support. There really are. You just need to discover them.
Yeah, because a lot of people always say that sugar's like a drug, and if you know, someone like me is, you know, definitely has a sweet tooth. It's, you know, it's been compared to cocaine. It's an Absolutely. Addictive substance. So, tell us a bit about the course in terms of where you're located, what you know, how much it costs, and also your future plans.
Okay, so we're in the process of we are based at the moment in East Finchley, but we are running the courses in East Finchley. But
East Finchley is in.
In London, sorry, I do apologise. Yeah. Sorry. East Finchley, London. But we are looking to actually obviously upscale that and move it into different boroughs in London and then outer London. To try and facilitate that, there are quite a few people who are not based in London. So we're in the process of doing an online version so that people don't necessarily have to physically attend. And we feel that that's a lot of comments that we've had from some of our members, is that we don't physically want to attend, but if we could download it and watch it from the privacy of our own homes. So we're in the process of actually filming an online version. And we have written a book, but we're also in the process of having further input from a personal trainer, and we are looking there. We're in talks with having the book published. So, you know, slowly.
Yeah, and so what does that cost?
Okay, so currently at the moment the cost is £100 for the basic membership, and if you go on our webpage, which is bodymatterswithaz.com, there are a range of memberships, but we are aiming ourselves at a bit like a luxury membership. So
a membership,
and it's £100 a month, and it's £100. It works out £25 a week. If you think that you were going to see a psychologist, it would cost you about £100-150 an hour. So this is a really good investment. We are trying to make it affordable for people as a whole, and we are offering a special offer actually for anyone who calls in for the Latte Lounge members. The first 10 who phone in will receive 50% discount.
Wow, that's a lot.
Well, and when we say phone in, obviously this is a podcast, so people can they email?
Yes. If they go to the website, but they can phone us or they can email us.
You
get first. But the first 10 will get the 50% off, and also they'll be able to have a free kind of introduction email from Kate or Sarah, where they can write to them the problems, any kind of burning questions that they may have, and you know, Kate or Sarah will answer their questions.
A personal service,
especially for the Latte Lounge.
Fantastic. Well, that's absolutely amazing, and thank you so much, both of you, for coming
in. Thank you so much for having us. We're really grateful. Thank you.
I think that sounds fantastic, Body Matters. So are you going to do it?
Well, I would love to. But apparently I've been told I have to wait. I'm going to trial, hopefully, the online course so that I can give feedback to all the members on that. So I'm waiting patiently.
Excellent. I can't wait to chat with you more about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm very excited. I will definitely keep you all informed and updated.
So tell me, what's going on in the lounge in January, February coming up?
Well, I'm really excited about next week because I've actually been invited to go to Parliament for a roundtable discussion with Diane Danzy-Brink, who runs the Menopause Support Network on our group. Well, she's a linked group to our group.
She's been on Radio Gorgeous.
Oh, great. Love Diane.
Amazing story.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Dr. Louise Newson as well, who's one of our menopause GPs. So we're going to go and meet with a couple of MPs, and I'm very excited, not sure what to wear, but much more important. but I can't say too much more at this stage, but I feel really, you know, honoured.
You're talking menopause to an MP.
Yes, we are, absolutely. And I'll give more sort of feedback because Diane has launched this petition about Make Menopause Matter, you know, in the workplace and in schools, which we talked about before. So that's really exciting.
Is anything else going on?
What else is going on? Well, you know, I always try and spin anything depressing into something positive. So on Monday, 21st of January, actually has been dubbed Blue Monday. And actually, it's a day when depression can often hit an all-time high. So we're actually going to be talking about how to actually turn it on your head. And a lot of that is probably to do with healthy eating and exercise and nutrition and writing some really positive...
And relationships.
Exactly. So actually taking all these sort of things and turning them into sort of positive goals for us women. So that's
why anyone listening has got to sign up. Well, they've got to be over 40, haven't they? But they've got to sign up to the Latte Lounge.
Yeah, because we're just going to, you know, we're a support group at the end of the day and a signposting group and a community. So, you know, we're aware, we're the same as everyone else. So we all are aware of sort of all of our midlife problems. But, you know, we're also going to be talking about makeup and fashion for the over 40s. And we've got a wonderful wedding blog coming in for a lot of women. Women have got kids who are recently engaged, so that's, you know, an exciting thing too. What else? February, I'm thinking about now because obviously it's Valentine's Day, so we're planning our February podcast with you guys now, and it's going to be based around the theme of love and relationships in midlife. So we've got a great blog all about sex in midlife. So we're going to spice things up.
We like that.
So we've got Samantha Evans, who's going to be talking about, I'm not going to say too much because I'm going to keep that for February. Yeah. So there's lots and lots, and there's some very silly days, you know, these days of the month. We've got Love Your Pet Day. I love my dog. Drink Wine Day.
Yes. I'll be with you. We'll be desperate by then.
We'll try not to record on that day. Yeah. And Random Acts of Kindness Day in February, which I like. You know, loads going on.
Fabulous. Well, thank you so much, all three of you, for coming on. Katie, thank you. Louise and Aileen. It's been such great fun today and totally inspiring. And I think the thing that I've learned today is to have a good relationship with myself. And I've never thought of it like that before.
Absolutely.
You know, because I always say, oh, be kind to yourself. But actually, just think of yourself as another person. It's a lot easier, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, so instead of saying, oh, you stupid idiot, it doesn't matter this time. You're great, really. You're one, you know, all the little nice self-talk, you know. And if we do kind of break the diet or eat something healthy, don't catastrophize. I can't say the word.
Absolutely. You know? Don't be hard with yourself. You've had a bad day, let it go.
Yeah, I had a blip, but guess what? I can always start now immediately.
Exactly.
And not think the diet starts tomorrow and eat another cake.
That's another thing we cover in our sessions, but we'll leave that for the sessions.
Thank you so much. So if anyone wants to get in touch, it's bodymatterswithaz.com. And it's lattelounge.co. Thank you so much. Have a great, great month.
Thank you, Josephine, and you. We'll see you in February.